Hi, I'm Brett Kinsella from VoiceBot.ai, filling in for Jefferson Graham, who is on vacation, and you're listening to Talking Tech. Today's topic is consumer robots. It wasn't so long ago that they were destined to be the next big thing, but that optimism hasn't translated into consumer sales. The result? Jibo was recently sold off for parts. You don't remember Jibo? Well, it was one of the first social robots. The founder, MIT roboticist Cynthia Brazile, was a favorite of the tech media. Jibo even made the cover of Time magazine in 2017 and was listed as one of the 25 best inventions of the year. The $900 robot was delayed many times and at one point had to refund the money of early crowdfunding backers, but it did come to market in late 2017. The problem was it didn't sell well, or at least well enough. This past summer, the company laid off staff, shut down production, and sold off its IP. But Jibo wasn't the only robot headed to the scrap heap in 2018. Another robot named Curry, made by a division of Bosch, won an innovation award at the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show. That was in January. By summer, the product was canceled. So what happened? How were prognosticators so wrong about consumer robots, or at least have been so wrong about them thus far? Well, over the past 4 years, we have seen the rise of headless robots. We know them as smart speakers like Amazon Echo and Google Home. Whereas Jibo and Curry could play music, answer some questions, and set a timer for about $800 or $900, an Amazon Echo Dot or Google Home Mini can do those same things and much more for under $50, and in fact, on sale for under $25. You don't really need a robot to follow you around the house if you can place a $25 smart speaker in every room. So the question for consumer robot makers is, what is the rationale to own one? Animated facial expressions don't actually rise to the level of must-have technology. So smart speakers address many of these needs more efficiently than robots or smartphones. In some ways, smart speakers can help facilitate robot adoption because the devices will help consumers become accustomed to speaking to technology to get information and perform tasks. That's the type of behavior change required for consumers to become comfortable with robots. However, smart speakers also perform many of the functions consumer robots hoped to provide. So robots need to identify new use cases that they are uniquely designed to address. And an example of this is robot vacuums. You may be familiar with Roomba and Neato BotVac. These are popular with consumers in part because they perform a useful function that other devices do not. They also integrate with smart speakers and voice assistants like Alexa and Google Assistant to offer voice control. So the future of consumer robots may not be for general purpose tasks or even social interaction. Instead, single purpose robots are more likely to succeed and coordinate their activities with Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant, each of which can inhabit any device. So you've been listening to Talking Tech. I'm Brett Kinsella, filling in for Jefferson Graham, who's on vacation this week. I invite listeners to check out voicebot.ai on the web, where we cover the latest developments in voice assistant and AI-based devices. And tune into my weekly podcast, the VoiceBot Podcast, which, like Talking Tech, is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and even Amazon Alexa.